Congratulations, listener number 003, you have won. You are now listening to the Superbush podcast.
Of the Super Bush Podcast is brought to you by
Discount Markets Wine. Only got $5, but still want to get blackout drunk this Sunday afternoon? Wake up with a splitting headache and throw up your communion wafers with Discount Market Wine.
Monday to all you lovely listeners in Podtown. I am Andrew Bush, your host and your swim instructor for crossing this here lake of topical and fun news. Thank you so much for listening. Hey, today is National Sloppy Joe Day, so let's slap on some meaty diarrhea down and let's get to the news.
From the WITS Media News Desk in windy Sylmar, California, it's time for the news.
The Supreme Court of Washington State came to a decision last Friday that is no longer necessary in order to pass the bar exam to become an attorney in Washington State. Instead, the court approved alternative ways to show someone's competency and earn a law license after appointing a task force to examine the issue in 2020. The new test will include an examination on logic and mental comprehension, as well as a time test where you have to find Waldo in both Hollywood and at the Pyramids of Giza. The final part of the new law test is the talent portion, so if you're looking to become a lawyer, you better get your flaming batons ready. The Supreme Court of Washington State also lowered the bar exam minimum passing score from 270 to 266 during 2020, but I guess they finally decided to get rid of it altogether, as lowering the passing score still didn't guarantee enough lawyers. In this podcast, I strive to make jokes that come in the purest form, meaning I like to make silly willy jokey wokies. But I think it is a missed opportunity if I do not say, I eagerly await the news of Rudy Giuliani moving to Washington. Too easy. The Bar Licensure Task Force found that the traditional exam disproportionately and unnecessarily blocked marginalized groups from becoming practicing attorneys and is at best minimally effective for ensuring competency, according to the news release from the Washington Administrative Office of the Courts. It's at this time I want to be clear on this story. There is no new test. The Waldo thing was a joke. The real alternative that the court suggests to the bar exam is to gather real-world experience. They're looking to require law students to go into a law apprenticeship program and internships in lieu of taking the bar exam. This, in theory, would give them access to real-world professionalism in becoming an attorney. Now, there are definitely some skeptics to this alternative practice, especially since the written bar exam has been the way to make a student into an attorney since 1921. The oral exam has been in practice since the 1780s. Only time will tell if this becomes the standard and the old ways of becoming a lawyer are in the past. However, I think I've heard this excuse before. The creation of this alternative is in order to give a leg up to marginalized groups. It sounds great to say, but oftentimes we find plans like this have the opposite effect. It actually leaves people behind. Look, I'm not a lawyer, but my friend Dave in Washington is, and he's been giving me some pointers, so technically if I hang out with him for 500 more hours or so, I bet you I'll qualify. See how me saying that doesn't work? Someone finding themselves in legal trouble would definitely be seeking an attorney they find the most qualified. And unless the Supreme Court gets rid of the bar altogether, I can only foresee favoritism towards those who have passed the traditional bar versus those who have taken on apprenticeship with other attorneys, who may or may not pick and choose who they will have as an intern or an apprentice. My plan is to avoid lawyers in Washington State altogether, just as I avoid police in Texas and anyone who went to Arizona State University. I look forward to your next set of emails. Moving on. Beachgoers in Long Beach, California have a new attraction to check out. A massive slab of concrete. That's right, a chunk of concrete 46 feet long and 7 feet tall washed up on shore, and people have been stopping by to check it out. Todd Leyland, the marine manager for Long Beach's Department of Parks and Recreation, has said that the slab of concrete appears to be a piece of dock from an unnamed private marina. In a statement to the press, a Long Beach city representative said, "This makes sense. Since our beach is just one big ugly sand pit, a chunk of concrete is literally the most interesting thing about this place." K Capitalists in the area have roped it off and begun charging children and families $5 to go in and get tetanus from the enormous structure. Said one local disgusting Long Beacher, quote,
I hope to bang my girlfriend on the giant slab. That would be totally sweet. But I don't think she'll go for it. We should probably get high first.
End quote. Long Beach city workers said the piece of concrete originally washed up on shore near 8th Place, but since then they've had to move it closer to the maintenance facility. They said within the next 2 weeks, they plan to tear it down. Moving on to the next story. A luxury space tourism company called Space VIP is looking to host an immersive one-of-a-kind dining experience in space. They are looking for 6 people to make history dining above 99% of Earth's atmosphere aboard Space Perspective's spaceship Neptune, which is really just a pressurized capsule connected to a large balloon that will rise above Earth's atmosphere. I say if you're taking a first date here, you are guaranteed to get laid. Oh, did I mention the journey will take 6 hours and will be a whopping $495,000 per ticket. This dining experience is not just a bag of chips and some peanuts. They are bringing in a Michelin star chef in order to cook. Danish chef Rasmus Munk will be there to make the meal. Seriously, do not fill up on bread. I did the math for this, and this meal is actually $494,989.31 more expensive than getting a Checkers Baconzilla burger. I just wanted to throw that out there. Come on, Checkers! Sponsor my show! The mission is set to launch in late 2025 from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. Moving on. Last Friday, a women's premier soccer league game was delayed for 30 minutes due to both teams wearing the same colored socks. Both Chelsea and Arsenal women's teams are at the top of the league table and were set for a match in front of a crowd of nearly 33,000 fans at Stamford Bridge when the referee called a delay of game due to both teams wearing white socks. Can you imagine? All dressed up and ready to go and someone else at the party is wearing the same thing as you? Ugh, I hate it! Since Arsenal was the visiting team, it was decided that they had to change. They ended up having to go to the Chelsea fan store to buy black socks. Now, the Chelsea Soccer Club fan store at Stamford Bridge Stadium sold the black socks to Arsenal. The only problem was they still had the Chelsea Soccer Club logos on them. So Arsenal actually ended up having to get them and then to get some black tape to cover up the logo. This story made international news with sensational titles such as The Sock Snafu, The Footy Fiasco, and The Worrisome Wool Wardrobe Malfunction. From everything I read, this was a simple kitman mistake. White Sock Day was last Friday, silly Billy. I sure hope whoever made this mistake didn't lose their job. Imagine losing your job and sitting at home drinking a brew, watching the game on the telly, being all,
you know, I used to be the kit man until the booty blunder of 24.
Even worse, Arsenal went on to lose the game, 3-1, pushing Chelsea up further into the number one spot in the table. I don't mean to sound superstitious, but I don't think wearing socks bought at the merchandise store was all that lucky. Not to mention that Stamford Bridge Stadium was built atop of an old cemetery where people would often see the famed Footless Joe, a ghost who lost his feet. Ooh. Chelsea's manager, Emma Hayes, praised her team's dominant performance and told reporters that she was gutted for Arsenal's kit man. She said, and I quote, "It's so easy to have a dig, but I'm gutted for him. Because they're new people. It's the last thing he probably wanted." She said, "If we had a change of socks, then I would have put them on for us." Emma, you could have. Chelsea could have easily changed their socks. Arsenal didn't have them. They had to send someone up to go and buy one. Past all the drunken, wild Chelsea fans, you know what they're like. I mean, they're wild. Moving on to the final story. A 52-year-old man was hospitalized last week after experiencing horrible migraines. When he arrived at the hospital, doctors did a brain scan and found that his migraines were in fact caused by parasitic tapeworms. The tapeworms had made their way into his brain due to the man eating undercooked bacon. I'm sorry. That scared me for a second. The patient was diagnosed with neurocytosis, which is a form of parasitic tissue infection caused by larval cysts of the pork tapeworm found in the brain. Let me go ahead and issue an apology right now if you're eating. This is indeed horrible. The diagnosis was concluded due to the patient's habit of eating lightly cooked, non-crispy bacon for most of his life. It's just like the old saying goes, Live by the uncooked bacon, get worms burrowing into your brain by the uncooked bacon. That's going to do it for me for this Monday. This has been the Super Bush Podcast. But before I let you go, I want to remind you that if you have any questions or comments for me, be sure to write to me at superbushpodcast@gmail.com. That's superbushpodcast@gmail.com. I like to read those emails. I print them out and sleep with them in a big pile. So please send me a few. Thank you so much once again for listening. And remember, before it was called an apple, it was called a red. Just like how an orange was an orange. Then, one day someone said, we should call these apples instead, because I had a green one time, and the rest was history. Have a wonderful rest of your day, everyone, and you'll hear from me tomorrow.